Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, a bit early today. Welcome in. That's because we have so much show to fit in today. The Dom Giordano Show sounds like it was a great event over there in Jersey. Very unusual. One of a kind for talk radio. Great job for the morning show. We're going to talk with a guy that we had a great producing work to get him. I am amazed how President Trump has cut into the bro vote, so-called, the young men vote. And we're going to have on the outreach guide to this at about 12:30 today. And as I said, this is quite a breakthrough. Now, will they vote? There are low propensity voters. My theory is these straight white males know that the Democrat Party sees them as not someone to help. They see them as the problem. Toxic masculinity. That's the issue. All right. I want to play you a couple things, though, right here at the top. Henry, I don't know if you need a moment here. I can wait just a second or so if there's something. Okay. So Hillary Clinton yesterday, I got a couple of these local election rumor things going around. We are on top of this. One Scott Presler ran down. You may have heard about it over in Bucks County. I'll get to that. But the lead story today is the all-out effort to continue with this narrative. Trump is a fascist. There's an ABC News poll out that over 50% of Americans say that, yes, Trump is a fascist. Now, I'm not going to demean people, but we got to get this straight. Do they know what a fascist is? Do they mean a potential dictator? If they want to say Hitler, say that. Stop with the fascist stuff. He's not a fascist based upon any reasonable, and I have several of them in front of me, definition of that. A core element with that is the reliance on the military to be grabbing up territories. Does that sound like Trump? Trump wants to keep the military out of stuff. And the state taking over the means of production, big industry and the like. That's Mussolini. That's Hitler. Both leftist in their approach. The left has, over the years in the media, made the word fascist into someone who is right-wing, extreme right-wing. Let's face it, that's what they've tried to do. So when people hear it, I don't know if they know what it means, or they know it as a synonym, or they know they don't like Trump, so if the media asks, is he a fascist, they're going to say yes. This is going to backfire. Here is a glaring example of it. Here is Hillary Clinton talking about, and I read about this. You know, I read a lot of the FDR era, World War II. I watch a lot of World War II stuff. So in 1939, a bunch of the Bund, these people that were wannabe Nazis, many of them may or may not have been German Americans, gathered where? At Madison Square Garden for a big event celebrating this. This was actually happening in the United States. Well, guess where Trump is going to be this Sunday? Madison Square Garden. Now, why is he going to Madison Square Garden to do this? Trump is making the closing argument on one of the grandest stages imaginable. Madison Square Garden, New York, his home base. And he's trying to prop up a bit, too, those Republicans he needs to get over the finish line and make it to keep Congress in Republican hands. Listen to Hillary on with Caitlin Collins last night telling us what this Sunday night is all about.
And, you know, one other thing that you'll see next week, Caitlin, is Trump actually reenacting the Madison Square Garden rally in 1939. I write about this in my book. President Franklin Roosevelt was appalled that neo-Nazis, fascists in America were lining up to essentially pledge their support for the kind of government that they were seeing in Germany. So I don't think we can ignore it.
All right. So this Sunday, Madison Square Garden, that is a reenactment of the 1939 Nazis.
She read about it in her book.
In her book. Hear? Yes. That means somebody else wrote it. She read about it there. That's exactly right. Now, there was such a rally. These people coming, are they going to be goose-stepping down 42nd Street? Remember me to the gang at Herald Square? The Nazis coming to town? Oh, my God. Now, Vice President Harris is going to be in Texas tonight, the hometown of Beyonce, Houston. So that's one reason she's there. The other is, in addition to Trump is going to be Hitler, you know what it is, abortion. We can't get enough. Because of Texas law. Look, I don't like Texas law. I'm on the other side, but this is a state's rights issue. I don't like Jersey's law. That is much too extreme. It's codified in there at any point, any time, abort, and somebody jumps out and they'll do an abortion for you. So that's why she's going to be in Texas. All right. Now, while all this is happening, this outfit, The Atlantic, they have this wealthy heiress that keeps bankrolling this decrepit magazine that's a failure, but they keep churning out stuff like this Jeffrey Goldberg guy this week with the John Kelly Trump admires Hitler stuff. Here is Atlantic writer Packer, I believe this guy's name is. I mean, these guys are all the same. Here's what he says about the unbelievable breakthrough that Trump has made with Black and Hispanic voters, cut 21.
But the sharpest divide in our politics today is education. It's whether you have a college degree or not. That is the likeliest determinant of whether you're going to vote Republican or Democratic. And that's why we're seeing larger numbers, and I met some of them in Western Pennsylvania, of Latinos and Black voters who are moving toward Trump.
All right, so that's what we've seen here, moving toward Trump, Latino and Black voters. Why? Well, they're stupid, uneducated. That's the determinant. You got a college degree, you can't be voting for Trump. My God, you got to be kidding me. So these Hispanic and these Black voters, that's why they're doing it. They're uneducated. We need better education in the schools so that Hitler can't take over. All right, in the middle of all this, and I'm of two minds about this. Look, I want to win, and I like what RFK Jr. brings to the ticket big time. By the way, big articles today talking about the fact McDonald's, how popular what Trump did was with Gen Z, going to McDonald's and doing that. And Trump sort of hinting at he'd like to bring back beef tallow in the French fries. Remember we talked about that the other day? And RFK Jr. talking about this seeds stuff that is not good for you, obesity, et cetera. Beef tallow is better. Here's RFK Jr., though, and look, the whole family, are they really Catholics? So I got to say that going in. I'm not being a homer on this, but I like the ad, what he says about the Democrat Party. So an outfit named Catholic Vote has RFK Jr. starring in a new ad pitching to Catholics right here in Pennsylvania. Here's the ad.
My Catholicism provided the foundation for a lifetime of striving to perfect my personal relationship with God. Two features of Catholicism are the notions of original sin and the concept of a forgiving God. Our job is to strive to perfect ourselves through conscious contact with our Creator, knowing that in human form, we're never going to achieve perfection. We'll always slip, but each time we get to get up and strive again. The same is true for America. Even when we don't live up to our national ideals, we get to remedy our shortfalls through unified action. That hope has led me to support Donald Trump. President Trump has promised to take bold action on our economy, on the border, and on restoring children's health. The Democratic Party has become the party of war, censorship, and corruption. Catholics may disagree on many issues, but we must find a way to love our children more than we hate each other. I hope you'll join me in supporting Donald Trump.
All right, so that's the pitch to Catholic voters. If you are a Catholic in some way, shape, or form, you can give me your thoughts. You know, the Kennedys, that pitch, the bigotry against them when they ran, but also making that pitch to a lot of Catholic voters in Pennsylvania when they won in 1960. So we revived that with RFK Jr. here, talking about the Democrat Party becoming the party of corruption and war. Accurate. Does this appeal to Catholic voters, though? Pretty much. All right, one more thing. Then I'll give you the side question. Then we have great people stopping by. 2 o'clock today, we're going to the Montgomery County Prison. Tom DiBello, Republican commissioner, he'll be out there as the Mr. Softy truck of voting rolls in to apparently pick up 2 ballots, maybe. Why not go to where disabled veterans are? Why not some nurses getting off on a tough shift, give them an opportunity of convenience? No, no, no. Democrats know where they want to go in their heart of hearts. They want to go to the prisons. That's exactly what these progressives are about. What a laughing stock. $143,000 to go and get some people in jail who I don't think should be able to vote from jail. I bet you don't either. Okay. Scott Presler texting me yesterday. And really on top of it, I mean, we are on top of this. Anything that happens out there, rest assured around voting procedures and all the rest. By the way, I chatted with Al Schmidt, at least on Twitter. He definitely wants to come back. I mean, he hit me up and I said, yeah, and we're working on that probably like next Thursday, this coming a week from today or maybe Thursday before election. We'll have him back on. More questions now. But Presler was texting me. Here's the headline. Pennsylvania federal law enforcement are investigating a fake video spreading misinformation about Bucks County election workers. In this video, it purported to show Bucks County election workers tearing up mail-in ballots. Presler saw it right away. There's only one thing. The envelopes were green, not the yellow secrecy envelope. And in addition to that, it's believed this was pitched to stop Trump people to spread lies that would stop you, a Trump supporter, from voting by mail-in ballot here at the 11th hour because you're afraid, aha, they're just going to rip it up and throw it away. So that has been ruled out. My best authority on this is not these commissioners over. I don't trust them in Bucks County. It's Scott Presler looking at this and several others who immediately got on it. So rest assured, that's not happening. Now, I have to be honest with you. You know, I want people here at the 11th hour to cast their ballot, to get their mail-in ballot, and you still have some time to do that. A dear listener to the show just sent me an email and said, you know, over at the Bucks County Courthouse, there was a pretty good wait today of about an hour and a half to vote in person, to get a mail-in ballot, then do it in person. You might run into some difficulties, so you're going to have to pick a window. If you want to go to one of these offices, get the ballot there, identify yourself, get the ballot there, fill it out and hand it in there. You feel that's the most secure, which I agree with you. It is the most secure. Then be prepared, depending upon the time of day. Make your plan is what I don't want to see waiting in line and give up. It's worth it to do it that way. You're banking your vote. There's no doubt about it. You're doing the right thing. But I told you there might be a wait. Scott Presler will be on Monday. He says on Monday and Tuesday, there might be some waits. So factor that in. One other thing, how far this goes here on the Dom Show. I know this guy. His name is Cliff Maloney. He's the founder of the Pennsylvania Chase, a group dedicated to increasing GOP mail-in success. Okay? Think of him kind of as like Scott Presler. Presler knows him and speaks well of him. Well, they visited a monastery in Erie. Yes, a monastery. And no one answered the door. They're knocking on the door. Nobody's knocking it. And it's 53 nuns. So they went there because there was a registered Republican voter there. And they said that no one lives there. The nuns have now come out, the Benedictine sisters, saying, well, there are 53 of us here. So we'll see how this plays out. But it's illustrative. I wanted you to know there are groups out there. They're going after every vote, checking on everything, election integrity. We are all over it. Now, if you're faint of heart and say, well, that doesn't matter, they're going to cheat anyhow, well, then why don't you just get into a fetal position and give up? This is a pitched battle with these people. And we know how difficult that is. But I got to tell you, we are so much better than we were in 2020. This is the A team now in Pennsylvania. I think we have the best in the country. And you'll hear some of them on Monday and Tuesday coming up. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. In what universe? We got to get them out of saying this fascist stuff. Just spit it out. Is Trump a Hitler? Is Trump going to be a Hitler? Let's get them to say that. This fascist stuff is all kind of cloudy and murky. Allows them to escape how ridiculous this is, how wild it is, because she's got nothing else. They've determined this is what we're going to do. We're going to scare them at the end. These Nikki Haley voters, Republicans, some of those, and never Trumpers that might not show up. Maybe they'll show up and vote for her. By the way, Nikki Haley, I predict this week, almost without a doubt, by the middle of the week, will be at an event with Trump. I think she ought to do it here in Pennsylvania. She's endorsed him, as you know, but she'll be at an event with him in person doing that. I couldn't be happier. Now, I know the antagonism toward Haley. Without a doubt. We know what the baggage is. I've had her in studio. We've had a little ruffle on a couple of things. But everybody on deck, if she moves 1,000 voters in Pennsylvania, or a couple of thousand, this is how we're going to win. Every one of these smaller events that moves 500 to 1,000 people here and there, in the end, you'll up on election day, and you win by 20,000 votes. That's how it works. So be watching for that. Side question. It's Bobby Knight's birthday today. Bobby Knight passed away just a while ago. Arguably, without a doubt, aside from the back, let's put all that aside, one of the greatest coaches in history, in any sport, anytime, anywhere. I mean, really knowledgeable. I know Dan, who's out today, big fan, Indiana, hit us with, real or fictional, alive or dead, someone you'd like to have coaching your kids, whatever, sport, your kids' sport team, youth league, whatever. You may not have a child now. I mean, back in the day. I'm going to take off the board Kobe Bryant. I think Kobe, ooh, even though as a player, he's an all-time. At end of games, I'd rather have him than Michael Jordan out there. More about that later. But Kobe Bryant as a dad with his daughter in the girls' league and all was wonderful. And I'm going to take off, I didn't look up the name. Oh, why didn't I look up the fictional name? Gene Hackman as the Hoosiers coach.
Oh, you're killing me. That was going to be mine. Normandale.
Yeah. All-time great, except for one flaw, of course. At the end, when he goes to the team, all right, we're going to trick him here. They think Jimmy's going to take the shot, so we're going to go with somebody else and fake Jimmy. And they look at him. Jimmy's taking the shot.
The look of disgust on all their faces.
Yeah, like, what's the matter? I mean, you can put five guys on Jimmy. That's the same thing I would say. Jimmy brought us here. We're going to dance with who brung us. Jimmy is taking the shot. Yeah, but they got three guys on it. Jimmy is taking the shot.
Yeah, no, that was going to be my one. And for Kobe Bryant, too, like, if you remember the story, like, when he first took over that team, they lost to a team by, like, 40 in AAU. Right. And within that 1 year, they beat that team, like, 100-20 the next year. So, he would have been a phenomenal coach.
Oh, absolutely. Who's yours, Henry?
So, I'll take one fictional, one real. Since you took my Normandale one, I will take Reggie Dunlop of the Charlestown Chiefs from the movie Slapshot.
Yep.
I mean, he knew how to create a product. He brought the
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman brought the Hanson brothers in to get more physical and get some wins in there. So I like that. And then I'll go a little outside the box, the real one. I will go with former Philadelphia Eagles coach and former Philadelphia Philly, Greasy Neal.
That's way going back.
Way back here. Greasy Neal, I was made aware of this last night. He took Washington and Jefferson College to the Rose Bowl, and that was the only tie in Rose Bowl history ever against Cal at 0-0. He also obviously coached the Eagles, but he also coached an independent professional team, the Ironton Tanks.
Okay.
And he beat the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears, who finished second and third that year. So that guy knows how to corral a team. Plus, he won the 1919 World Series with the Reds against that infamous Black Sox team.
Black Sox. Okay.
So that's a winner right there. That's who I want in my corner.
All right. So somebody, think of your kid all the way through high school, let's say. Who do you think would be a great example? Not just coaching acumen, but, you know, you would like how they talk with kids, etc. That's what I was looking at, too. Hit us at 855-839-1210. That's the side question. By the way, we neglected to mention it yesterday, but Dom's Lightning Round every day is sponsored by the great Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, get a 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Get in on the side question early. Who do you want coaching your child? Boy, girl, up to high school level or so. Real or fictional? Bobby Knight's birthday today. That's our angle. That's the side question. All right. A couple of things. The Washington Post has just announced it will not endorse a 2024 candidate. Wow. What a shot across the bow of Kamala Harris. Will not endorse. Now, we've seen that with the Teamsters. We've seen that with any number of them. We also saw the firefighters and paramedics in Philadelphia. You know, classic, you got to endorse a Democrat. No, they endorsed Dave McCormick this week. I think it was yesterday, day before. He'll be here at 1:45 today. Here is, this is CNN talking about young men and how they feel about President Trump. Now, we're going to have at 12:30 the guy who is in charge of the Trump outreach to, let's say, under 30 males, something like that, okay? And he has a number of insights of how much Trump has broken through here big time. Why is that? I listened to this explanation, cut 7.
If you are a real man, you will not vote for Kamala Harris. Is that what you're hearing? Is it coming back at you?
It's coming back a little bit, but I think it's important to point out with Gen Z, with voters under 30, a lot of their concerns, men and women, are about the economy and inflation. And you guys talked about this earlier in the show. Those sort of culture war, manosphere issues, UFC, Zen, masculinity, Joe Rogan, those are adjacent to topics like inflation, to concerns about the state of the world, to general anxiety that has existed with young men, because you're exactly right. You know, they, some of these folks that I've been talking to on this college tour we've been doing for Good Luck America were only 9, 10, 11 years old when Donald Trump was in office. They also went through COVID when they were coming of age. And so young men in particular, in polls and focus groups bear this out, just have a lot of anxiety about the state of the world. Donald Trump is using some of those cultural tactics to tap into that anxiety. But the issues I hear, Dana, are very removed from the conversations that are currently going on in Washington.
Shocking.
About John Kelly and fascism, you know, about Joe Rogan. Men in particular on these campuses, they don't really care that much, from what I've been hearing, about these cultural issues. They care about everyday concerns. Again, only about a third of Americans, Dana, you have a college degree. So this is a subsample of younger voters in general. But the young men that I have been talking to in particular, they don't hate Kamala Harris. They actually like her in certain ways. And even young Republicans I've talked to talk about her more warmly than I guarantee they would have about Hillary Clinton. They just say they think the world was better and safer under Donald Trump. The economy was healthier. One other thing that keeps coming up too that you don't hear a lot about in the national media, Dana, is a lot of young men are worried about global conflict because they are of draft age. That comes up over and over and over again in conversations that I've been having over the last few weeks when I've been traveling through all these states on campuses.
All right, so there you go. Now, here's the key takeaway line, and you hear me say it all the time. What is going to be the biggest legacy of President Trump? And that is, we're not going to get involved in these unending, unceasing wars that the Democrat Party has moved toward. And people like the Cheneys, they want that for a lot of reasons. So you heard what he said there toward the end. Trump is not going to engage in that. That's something that should be emphasized a bit more. I think it's a key point. All right. Let me explain the side question today. We're not looking for the greatest coach of all time. We're not looking for somebody maybe that just because they won at a professional level. We're saying, give us the person, real or fictional, alive or dead, that you think you would want coaching your kids, say, middle school, junior high, high school. who would that be? Try to relate it to that, not to just an all-time winner, outstanding coach. I don't know. Would you want Vince Lombardi coaching your kid? Might be a little bit difficult. I don't know how he would translate toward that.
He'd be about the same size as them.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe
right.
He could relate.
Yeah, he could relate. That's what we're looking for. Key in with that. Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Now, Springsteen, they still haven't given us the location, is coming to Philadelphia on Monday with President Obama. They tried this in 2016, you may remember, and Bon Jovi was thrown into it too, the Clintons, Obama, Hillary there, right over here at Independence Hall. Listen to Springsteen last night. Just listen to this billionaire hypocrite extraordinaire. Now, I watched it, one cut we have here, and he did one of his biggest songs, Dancing in the Dark. I don't know, maybe it just wasn't his crowd. I was surprised it wasn't enthusiastic at all. I expect when he comes to Philadelphia on Monday, he does Dancing in the Dark, it will be enthusiastic throughout the song. This was not. But listen to Springsteen's rationale of why he wants people to vote against, it seems to be, Donald Trump more than anything. Cut 9.
I'm Bruce Springsteen, and I am here today to support Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president.
Kamala, wait a minute, didn't he get the memo? Kamala? Can't say that.
And to oppose Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Now here's why. I want a president who reveres the Constitution.
Oh, really?
Who does not threaten but wants to protect and guide our great democracy. Who believes in the rule of law and the peaceful transfer of power. Who will fight for a woman's right to choose. And who wants to create a middle-class economy that will serve all our citizens. There is only one candidate in this election who holds those principles dear, Kamala Harris.
Kamala again. What the heck's going on? Who's that candidate?
She's running to be the 47th president of the United States. Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant. He does not understand this country, its history.
You do, buddy.
What it means to be
you
deeply
hypocrite.
American. And that's why November 5th, I'm casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Oh, wait a minute. It was Kamala at the end.
I urge all of you.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, third time.
The American way to join me. Thank you. This is land of hope and dreams.
Oh, goodness. All right. Hey, coming to Philadelphia. I got to get out there and cover this just to antagonize Dan.
We're coming out there to vote right now. This great guy for Philly's, Dom Giordano.
Is Dom in the house?
Like I said, get the name right. D-O-M.
Oh, God. Where do you think Jimmy's going to be coming to play? I think it's going to be outdoors. That's why they would have announced if it's indoors, I think.
Didn't somebody say the Lea Cora Center?
Oh, is that where it's going to you know what? That's battle pay if I go over there. I've been there, but I mean, that's kind of dicey.
Well, remember when he played in 2016, and I think you sent Bill down to see what it was like the day after.
The trash. Oh, we both went. Yeah, we filmed
and
it. Yeah.
I can remember walking to the train the night of the concert and the same thing. All you could see were pizza boxes, and you could just tell whoever was there was just totally out of town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're working on that. Coming up, excited, we're going to bring you the president, President Trump's outreach person, coordinator for young men, principally. A lot of insight. What's moving this toward Trump? How has he broken through? I think a lot of the issues were there, but Trump is the secret sauce that pulls it through. 855-839-1210, coming to you after our guest on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. Oh, boy, I really am glad the producers were able to track down this next guest, Alex Brusewitz, because Alex Brusewitz is the outreach guy for President Trump to males, but he was in Politico, particularly younger males I'm interested in. He is Trump campaign advisor, CEO of X Strategies, LLC. Alex joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex, sorry, the pronunciation last name?
Yeah, hey, you got it right. It's Bruzewicz. I apologize for having such a hard last name to say, but it's an honor to be with you.
Well, thank you. No, it's our honor. I'm so glad they included you in there. And some of your remarks, I'm sure you made a lot more. My theory is this has been brewing for a while, and Republicans might have reached out to young men before, principally, but there's a charisma of Trump blended with these issues that's moving it. What is moving it?
I think that's right. I think we're also the only game in town. We're the only presidential candidate that has a message to young men. And, you know, that message is we will bring back job opportunities. We will, promote family values and encourage, traditional family values. We're going to end the threat of World War III, of all these young men who are terrified that they're going to be drafted because of the crazy lunatics that are running the show right now that are pushing us closer and closer to World War III. And it's young men who are going to have to go and battle and fight and die in a war like that. And we don't want that to happen. And so we're the only campaign with a message for these guys. And if you look at the people who are coming out for us in big droves, you have some of the biggest celebrities in the world, some of the biggest athletes in the world who are talking about how important it is to get President Donald J. Trump reelected. And so we have created such a really fun team that has targeted young men, but we're also targeting everybody. You know, we're not specifically right. focused on just young men, but you see a lot of young men coming to us because we're the only campaign that doesn't demonize them. You know, the other side, they say toxic masculinity. They attack men. They attack manlihood. They attack fathers. They don't want fathers. And so we're the only message and the only campaign that speaks to them as if they're human beings and not part of a problem, because they're not part of a problem. Our country needs strong men, and we're the only campaign that talks to them.
Without a doubt. I mean, on the other side, we look at the definition of masculinity, and it's Governor Walz. I don't think these guys are going to go marching off toward that anytime soon, Alex.
Yeah. Jazz hands Tim Walz. I mean, have you seen that guy enter the stage?
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody gesticulate the way he does. I mean, he looks like a dancing queen every time he makes an entrance. And so, one of my favorite headlines when Tim Walz was chosen as her running mate was, they said, conservatives are terrified of Tim Walz's masculinity. And I look at this guy and I hear him speak and I see how he moves. There is nothing masculine about this guy. And then, the other one is, Jen Psaki was praising Doug Emhoff for his masculinity, right? You've read the reports that have come out recently about Doug Emhoff. He doesn't seem to be the upstanding masculine citizen that the media portrays him to be. So we're the only game in town. If you look at, the hunting and the Second Amendment, you saw Tim Walz's fake hunting trip, right? Where he didn't even know how to load a shotgun. These guys are so
funny. Alex, interrupt. I see why you're such a good advisor. I love how you work Doug Emhoff in there without, and it would have been fine if we stated it because we talked about it, but I like how you finesse that without, having to bury the point and make the point, who's this guy to tell us anything about this, given the background? I mean, that's what the bottom line is. Stop it already when it comes to this.
Yeah, it's these people are in no position to lecture the American people on rhetoric. They're in no position to lecture the American people on morals. These people are messed up. If you look at the values of the Democrat Party right now, the Kamala Harris, the Joe Biden, you look at these people and they're not right for the country. They're not right for young men. They're not right for young people, period. There's a clip of Kamala Harris saying that 18 to 24-year-olds are stupid. And let me tell you something. That clip went crazy viral on TikTok. And millions and millions of young people that are on TikTok, they know for a fact that Kamala Harris has no respect for them. She thinks that we're stupid, and we're going to hold her accountable on November 5th. Historic gains are being made with the youth vote for President Trump, specifically with young men. If you look at the numbers with young black men as well, we've cut that lead that they had on us 8 years ago in half. And so we're making historic gains, I think large part due to the threat of World War III, and also the fact that we're the only campaign that was talking about empowering young men in the workforce and bring jobs back home.
Yeah, without a doubt. And President, it's such a day to have you. President Trump on Joe Rogan today, the Harris campaign has said they will not do it now after dancing around with it. What do you hope to gain from the Joe Rogan show today? You're the expert. I just look at this from afar. Who is it you think he's reaching, and what is the president's message possibly going to be?
Well, I'm standing here in Austin, Texas, where I'm doing this interview, and we're looking forward to this interview with Joe. Joe's a unique individual. It's fascinating how far Joe Rogan has kind of come on his thought process about Donald Trump. 5-6 years ago, he was adamantly against us. Then he became a little bit Trump curious. And I don't know if he's a supporter of ours. Obviously, I hope that he does vote for us. But I think we're going to have a very unique conversation. We're going to have two of the most influential figures in America politics and American media and American culture having conversation at length about the issues that the American people care about. Unscripted, unfiltered, no bullshit. And I think millions and millions of Americans are going to see a side of President Trump that the mainstream media has refused to show him. If you look at what we've done with the podcast up until this point, everybody says, wow, I wish we've seen more of that Donald Trump. And I mean, that's been the same Trump all along, but you're seeing him in an hour and a half long interview instead of the doctored clips that MSNBC or CNN shows. And so we've kind of broken the media's narrative about who Donald Trump is through these interviews. And now we have the biggest interview of them all with Joe Rogan, and we're very much looking forward to it. But what we're hoping to accomplish here is Joe Rogan has 14 million, if not more, listeners that take this guy seriously. And on Joe Rogan's journey, he went from anti-Trump to Trump curious. And I think his 14 million followers, I think some lean conservative, maybe some lean liberal, but there's a lot in the middle that still don't know. And I think this is going to be a really great opportunity for President Trump to explain his vision for our country, our platform, and allow these people to hear from him, see who he really is, and then they'll make their decision on November 5th.
Do you know what time the interview is going to drop? What time will we have access to it, Alex?
We're still working on that, but it's going to be, we're filming this afternoon, taping this afternoon. And again, it's unscripted. It's going to be unfiltered, and it's going to be, I think, maybe the most highly anticipated interview of our time.
Ah, boy, you know, I invite you back. We want to talk with you again next week as this plays out. It's got to be thrilling to be there, given what you do, your role in this. So, Alex, thank you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Don. God bless you, man.
Thank you very much. All right. Nice work by Dan and Henry here to get him on. There's the guy standing right there outside the Joe Rogan studios as they get ready for that interview. You heard what he said about young men. They're tired of being lectured to constantly. You're the problem. And look, Republicans have made this point before. But the thing is, it's the Trump magic mixed with the issue that's been there forever that's breaking through. Now, will they show up and vote? That's going to be the issue. Harris is out. She's not doing the Joe Rogan interview. A little bit surprised. I don't think Rogan could do anything that was going to harm her. If he really went after her, I don't think that would necessarily be effective. And I don't think he would. All right. So Trump is there, though. You heard that. 855-839-1210. So we have a story here, Henry. Do we have it ready, the sound?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'll play it for you coming up. Lancaster County DA just announces an investigation into major voter registration fraud uncovered in Pennsylvania. That's all that I know. I'm looking at the headline. Henry's listened to it. We'll play that for you. Get in on the side question, too, which is hit us with someone you'd like to coach your kids, Little League, all the way through high school. Live or dead, real or fictional, you heard ours. Don't think of just the greatest coach of all time. You got to relate it to, somehow or another, this person, male or female, interested if you have a female, might bond in that manner. All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hey, enjoy all the NFL action with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers, you can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win a bet on a game this week. I mean, you got the parlay help. You hear me with Henry. We'll get one later in the show today, probably. Dan, big parlay players. But you have the popular bet section, the FanDuel squares a lot of people like. All you have to do is just visit FanDuel.com/Dom. FanDuel.com/DOM. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Had to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom G here, Dan. I'm going to play you a little bit. This is just breaking, and I mean, we're just trying to piece it out. We don't even know if they named the DA in Lancaster County. Big scam operation. False voter registration. Maybe 2,500 clued them in on it at the deadline that this was happening, but they think this was going on throughout Lancaster County. Now, based on Lancaster City, I have my suspicions which party this is, who's behind it. Haven't had a chance to contact Linda Kearns yet, guys, but that's who we should be asking. If anybody knows about this, she probably is monitoring. Linda, if you are right now, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to play you a little bit. Here's the DA of Lancaster County, and we're just getting this with you, talking about this. Okay, Henry.
The canvasses themselves took place at various shopping centers, parking lots of grocery stores and businesses, sidewalks, and parks. During this preliminary investigation, detectives were able to verify some of the applications were indeed legitimate. In these instances, the applicant verified that they did provide information to a canvasser. For these applications, we will immediately advise voter registration and that we confirm that they are legitimate requests, and voter registration will process that application. Thus far, of the investigations that we have completed, we have determined that 60% have been fraudulent. That is of the investigations that we've completed. We do have more to do today, and my understanding is that voter registration is still going through the box of 2,500, but should be completed sometime here today. As I said, the investigation is ongoing. We are aware of at least two other counties that receive similar applications that are currently being investigated. At this point, we have confirmed violation of our crimes code as well as our elections code. We have all available detectives working on this. We are all hands on deck so that we can properly assess the validity of these applications in a timely manner. If needed, we will request additional assistance from our local police departments. The message to the public is this, and this is a limited message to those who may have been impacted with this batch of 2,500. If you have reason to believe that your personal information was used on a voter registration application without your consent, or if you were approached by someone and asked to register under suspicious circumstances, we do want to hear from you. You can call the Lancaster County District Attorney's Office, 299-8100. And asked to speak to the on-call detective.
That's it so far, right? Now, look, you know, come on, DA. You got to give us something here. I mean, if you are doing this and you're ready to charge, you're charging someone, who is it? But this plays into the worst fears. I jotted down everything, and I want your reaction right now at 855-839-1210. We're going to try to get Al Schmidt on Monday. Once this is processed a little bit, and we'll try to get Linda Kearns today to get her sense of this. But here we have Lancaster County, and she said two other counties that they're aware of. I don't know if that's Philadelphia or not. Maybe more. Here we go. And again, they caught it. They're stopping it. But you know what this does? It churns things up even more. I want whoever is behind this, I want names, I want the fullest possible prosecution for this. This has to be treated for what it is, election interference at the highest level and undercutting the faith that we try to bring to these elections. Now, this is just breaking. We just got this a moment ago. That's where we are. We're trying to piece it out here and get you some clarity, some more information behind it to put context on it. So we'll reach out to Linda Kearns. Al Schmidt wants to be back on the show. We were going to do it later in the week, the Secretary of State. With this, I think we got to do it on Monday, and we'll be asking, well, as this plays its way out, this is pretty big. There's 2,500 there that they're claiming at least 60% at the deadline. They believe other counties. They're not sure of how many more. We could be dealing with 5,000 or more just in this that is under inspection, illegal applications to register to vote. How would that help them? How are they doing this? What's the methodology? This is what we got to piece out so that we bring you this information and we put a stop to it. Now, I don't know. Could this be a Republican operation? Possibly. I'm just telling you my gut, based upon history and where primarily she said this happened. And that's what I would bet on. All right, we got the side question going on. We got Dave McCormick coming on. Meanwhile, we have the ridiculous Mr. Softy truck gassing up, we hear. Well, I didn't really hear that. I'm making that up. To get ready for its trip over the Montgomery County prison to pick up maybe or two applications for ballots of prisoners. What could go wrong? And Tom DiBello is going to be at the prison gates greeting them and giving us a blow-by-blow, the commissioner out there in Montgomery County. Hope you enjoyed the president's youth outreach, male outreach, standing right there at the Joe Rogan Studios. They are breaking through. This is serious stuff, though. This is breaking right now. I think the Lancaster County DA, I think I've had her on before. I think she's a Republican, but I'm not sure. I have to check on that for you. If they're doing it in Lancaster County, my God, isn't that pretty bold? Don't you think you're going to get caught there? Folks might be a little bit more small town, you know, than if you're doing this in a big city. She mentioned two other counties. I'd like to know what those counties are. Wouldn't you? All right, 855-839-1210. We'll get your calls coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.